A word for you from Luke chapter 6 verses 32 and 33. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. The Lord spends a lot of time here in making it clear that His demands are far higher than the commands of the Old Testament. The scriptures that all those who were listening to Him at the time in the Sermon on the Mount, the scriptures which they knew and which they admired and to which they tried to be faithful. But the Lord, some say He's just come to bring grace, but no, He's come to bring the command that is far higher, expects far more than what the Old Testament tells us. Because the Lord fulfilled the Old Testament, and He brings about the impossible. For from verse 27 right to verse 36, it makes it clear that the Christian life is an impossible life. Therefore, we need Him. That is why He died. Because He knew we cannot do this. We cannot love our enemies. We are incapable of blessing those who curse us. We cannot offer the other cheek. We are the opposite. Instead, as He has said in this text for today, we are like the sinners who love those who love us, and we are friendly to those who are friendly towards us. Of course, there are those who don't even do that, but we sometimes pride ourselves in the fact that we are nice to many people, and we are very good to most people. And of course, if we analyze it, and if the Holy Spirit sheds His light upon it, we realize we are just like sinners. We are actually good to those who are good to us. The Lord is showing us that He demands an impossible life, and it is only the divine life, His life, which makes it possible. That's why all we can do is repent, admit our sinfulness, admit that we are the exact opposite of these demands, and then, in humble submission to Him, receiving His Holy Spirit, which enables, makes you capable, and puts in you this love towards your own personal enemies, and gives you the ability to turn the other cheek, and to do good to those who do not do good to us. That is the divine life. Do you have it? Otherwise, you have to question whether you're born again. Are you united to Christ who lives this life, or are you simply living your own life?